Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.
I'm attorney Darrell Isaacs, the Hammer, founder of Isaacs & Isaacs Personal Injury Lawyers. If you've been injured in a car wreck, our team will fight to get you the money you deserve. Just click and get help quick. Go to wewin.com. That's wewin.com.
When Kentucky basketball plays, we talk about it here on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Finds Livingston, numbers in the half court, and a jam for Toppin.
Directly following the Cats in Michigan, join James Strebel for the Kentucky Fish and Wildlife UK postgame show. We're the first place that will take your calls, texts, and hear from John Calipari. If it's Kentucky basketball, we're your postgame headquarters. Right here on ESPN 680, 105.7, and the ESPN Louisville app.
What do you call a group of friends who wear the same jersey for good luck, no matter how old it is, and who support their team through thick and thin, week after week, as if the very season depended on it while drinking Miller Lite? You call it Miller Time, all football season long. Here's to the original light beer. It's Miller Time. Celebrate responsibly. 2021 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Miss anything from your favorite ESPN Louisville show? Check out the Podcast Center on the brand new ESPN Louisville smartphone app or on iTunes and SoundCloud. Be a part of the show. Text Bobby V on the UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680.
We're back. Thanks for being with us. The V Show on ESPN 680-1057 on a Fast Break Friday. Seth Greenberg from ESPN on the line with us and joins us now. We're delighted to have him come on board. I want to express my condolences to you. Your alma mater, Fairleigh Dickinson, lost in the first round of the NCAA women's volleyball tournament. They played number one seed Texas, so it wasn't all the close.
Probably not a good schedule. Texas is one girl on the Texas team probably makes more than the whole budget, NIL, than the whole budget of Harvard on the Hackensack. So I appreciate the condolences.
It's nice they made it. They made it.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, I'm excited to get a chance to speak to you. I mean, we're in V Week. I mean, I'm going to see you hopefully in New York.
Yeah.
But I have to admit, I mean, if you were a player, the bus would have been on the way to the arena. We say 2:15, it's 2:20, 2:20. I mean, it makes no difference. The Valvano time frame is just. It's off.
Yeah, it is. We have our own clock. We work with our own internal clock. You know, like good offensive linemen, they always say they have good internal clocks. That's what we have. We have internal clocks here. So thanks for hanging.
Just a great drumstick hitter. You were very patient, you know, waiting for
That's the key in drumstick baseball. Don't be over anxious. You see that first pitch coming. You want to
automatic is swing and a miss.
No, you don't want to do that. You don't want to. I remember Brad was a little that way. He was a little over anxious on the first pitch. So, speaking of over anxious, let me ask you this: because obviously the people around here are up in arms. The basketball team's 0-7. There's not great prospects going forward. They've been looked overwhelmed. And some of it comes down to, again, you people are grumbling about Kenny Payne's never been head coach. You, when you first took over your first head coaching job, where was it, by the way? What was your first head coaching
job? Long Beach State.
Okay, and you were there.
And I had a horrendous first year.
Well, that's what I was going to say. What's the hardest transition? And but in fairness,
time management.
But it might be different from then till now, though. Now there's even more challenges, different challenges for head coach, right?
Yeah, I mean, time management, understanding you make the decisions. You know, I think you've got to do a good job of delegating. I think you've got to do a good job of obviously creating the vision. You're pulled in so many more directions, whether it's media, fundraising, community service, your team. Now it's even more because it's parents, it's high school coach, it's AAU coach, it's agent. And unrealistic expectation. I'm going to say this, and people, you know, just listen. Kenny Payne will get it done, right? Kenny Payne will be very successful as the head coach at Louisville. And he inherited a toxic situation, plain and simple, a toxic situation. And you know what? When you inherit a toxic situation, first you got to detoxify the situation. Then you've got to rebuild the situation. And, yeah, they're not playing well. You know, I can say that they don't have a great mix of players. It's a totally new environment. And Kenny Payne, knowing him the way I know him, he'll take all the hits, and that's fine. He's going to protect the kids, and he'll take all the hits. But he will get it done. And, you know, it didn't become messed up overnight, and it's not going to be fixed overnight. It takes time. Even in today's NIL transfer portal, and everything else that's going on. Kenny Payne will win at Louisville. He knows how to coach. I've watched him in practice. I've watched him teach. I've watched him solve problems. You know, the situation is you're only as good as your roster, and you're only as good as basically healing your situation. And that's what he's doing right now. And he's taking the hits, and he's a big man, and he'll take the hits, and he'll keep his head up, and he'll keep putting good days on top of each other, and he'll fix it.
You know, I do absolutely give him credit for that. The man comes out on post-game radio and answers every question and doesn't ever make you feel belittled or you've got to walk on eggshells to ask him whatever you want to ask him. And he answers it. And I think that's going to serve him well in the big picture because he didn't run from anything. You're absolutely right. He absolutely does not.
He knew what he was getting into. Like Kenny Payne is a really smart guy now. He knew the situation that he was getting into.
Do you think he thought it was going to be this bad? Do you really do?
I don't know if he thought 0-7 bad. I mean, you know, let's face it, they win those 1-point games, you know, at the beginning. You know, is it a totally different vibe? Sure, it is. But you know, you're trying to put band-aids on situations, you know, and establish a culture and an identity and all those catchwords that people talk about.
Right.
And it takes time. And he won't be overwhelmed by the work because the guy has an incredible work ethic. And you can at me all you want. I will say that Kenny Payne will get it done. You know, I know all the people, well, he should have got, you know, DJ. Well, you know what? That sounds great. But in that situation, I don't care. I mean, there's so much that goes on in recruiting. You know, it was a tough situation, and he's going to get good players. He'll have time now to go into the portal. He'll have playing time available. I'm sure he's working community members to get their, whether it's a collective or NIL or whatever, in order. And Louisville will be good. I mean, look, Syracuse isn't very good right now, and they've had the same coach. But this situation is totally different. But Kenny can coach. There's no doubt about it, and he's going to do a great job.
I mean, I don't think they'd have been great, but people are throwing their hands up. Like, how did it get like this? If you taking a look at the guys who left,
look at
where they're playing, Dre Davis and his brother are the leading scorer and rebounder at Seton Hall. Matt Cross had a double-double, had 14 rebounds recently in a game for UMass.
Playing well.
Noah Locke, I guess, is playing at Providence and averaging double figures. Sam Williamson is down at SMU, averaging like 8 rebounds a game. You don't think those guys would have made a difference? I mean, so it's no mystery.
Yeah.
And you can't really fault them for leaving. You can't really dump that in Kenny's lap because I'm sure all those guys were just trying to get the hell out of Dodge before. I mean, this program
would
was going to get.
Stayed?
Sorry?
Like, I mean, would have you stayed? I mean, like.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
what like, I'm saying. I left. I guess people, if you were in that situation, would you have stayed? Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, like, it was. you know, it was an awful, awful situation. So much uncertainty. And then, you know, with the stuff, obviously, that went on at the end with Chris. And, you know, it was just an unhealthy situation. And, you know, they brought a guy in that understood it, will withstand it, and put his head down and keep working. And I firmly believe that. That's not me, you know, talking the talk. That's, I've been around Kenny Payne too much. It's just a fact.
Seth Greenberg's with us here on the V Show. How about go up the road a little bit? A lot of people, including I think Cal, thinks he has a chance to have a very special team. Do they? Are they?
I'm not as high on them as other people. I think the roster's just okay. I think that obviously Oscar's got to get healthy. He's got to trust his leg. I think Jacob Toppin's got to play more consistently and play like a guy. I thought after watching him this summer, I was down there once this summer and then once early to watch him practice, once pro day. He's got to embrace his talent, be a guy that can go every single night and get 16 and 8. Cason Wallace is the real deal. They don't have a backup at four right now. I think almost Chris Livingston might be their best backup at four. You know, I think that the two transfers, I think CJ is their best post feeder and shot maker. It looks like he's dragging that leg around a little bit, struggling defensively. And Antonio's trying to figure out the intensity of what this, you know, being a Kentucky player is all about. I mean, let me ask you, you watch a ton of basketball, right? I'm not going
to
say this next year, but compare their roster to Alabama's or Arkansas's.
That's a good point. We just saw, obviously, Arkansas and Hawaii, and
compare that. You know, now I'll tell you one thing. I won't say this next year because I think next year's class has a little bit of everything, and I could see a lot of those guys coming back. You know, Kentucky. I mean, like,
really?
Let me ask you. You and I both have coached for a long time. You play Kentucky. So any guy that you want, excluding Oscar Tshiebwe and maybe Cason, and I'm a big Cason Wallace fan, that you go, oh, man, I'm going to play against him.
Yeah, Wallace was the guy I would have mentioned, but you said that. And other than that, no, you're right. They have a lineup of, you know, nice players, but nobody that makes you shake in your shoes. No, I agree with that.
Yeah, now I think they could be a really good team. They got to be more committed off the ball defensively. They've got to, you know, obviously, like we probably wouldn't be thinking this way if they closed out that Michigan State game. And, you know, going on the road to Gonzaga, it is what it is. They've got to get more alert defensively, especially off the ball. They've got to get more of an identity offensively, which he's working on, and work on special situations. They're going to be fine. But, you know, people don't understand, don't get it. I know, you know, everyone's up in arms, but, I mean, the guy won at UMass. He'll figure this team out, and they'll be good. I think he'll be good, but I'm not blown away by their roster.
It all comes back down to, again, though, what you said at the very, very first thing, and that is Tshiebwe. Tshiebwe comes back, yeah. And you know, and he's the player of the year with good reason. And when we were at the Champions Classic, I mean, that's his first game out, and he just absolutely overwhelms the game when he's out there. I mean, it was unbelievable. It was like a varsity guy playing with the freshman team. But having said that, you don't think he's trusting his leg yet? You don't think he's bringing it every time down? Is that a hesitancy because of the injury, or what do you make of that?
They wouldn't throw him out there. I mean, he's healthy. I think it's, you know, it's like anything else. You're coming off an injury. You lack a little trust, probably. It just takes time. Like, he's not playing with the ferocity that he played with a year ago.
Mm.
And I think it's just, he will. Like, I'm a, he will. He's not, it's not because of all the attention and all that. He will. And they've got to do a good job of getting him the ball where he needs it. And, you know, and he's got to pursue it. The way he knows most times pursues it. Like, hey, in pro day, he was everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
He was everywhere. That was right. That was the like a couple days before surgery, and he'll be back to being everywhere. And yeah, like he changes everything. Let's face it, Bobby. You know, like he gets you extra possessions because he's going to rebound it and get you extra possessions. He's going to get you extra possessions because he's going to knock a ball away, go to the length of the floor. He takes the other team away from getting extra possessions, and then. You're so aware of him, he's going to get him open shots. They're just, you know, it's like typical. They're just figuring themselves out right now.
Where does Antonio Reeves and his tremendous three-point percentage factor into this equation?
Well, he's got to do it against the good teams.
Well, that's why I kind of wanted to ask you. I mean, no disrespect, but
hey, he's got a long way his shots are coming from. He's
Illinois got, State, and he's shooting 46%. But will you know when's he going? Is he going to be able to do that against the Arkansas and the Alabamas of the world? As you
he's got to be able to get him off. They got to figure out, like, you know, I'm a big believer in, like, offensive basketball is not a democracy; it's a dictatorship.
I agree with that 100%.
And you got to figure out how you're going to get your best player shots. You know, CJ's got to get shots. Obviously, Antonio's got to. A lot of that's going to be in transition, off inside out, off of ball screens where they got to tag the roll and we're going to skip it. The guy's got to be shot ready, and then they got to start making some shots against the good teams to see it go in and just to get a rhythm. Those two guys, I've been in the practice facility where I've seen CJ Fredericks make 30 threes in a row like he was
really?
Shooting 30 layups. like a joke. Like, I mean, it's just poop the ball. The net's not even moving. So, I mean, those guys are good shooters. But, I mean, you know, you got to do it when you're running. You got to do it when you got to have a guy running at you. You got to do it with a guy that's, you know, maybe redding you and denying you a little bit. I mean, there's a lot to it. But they'll be good players. I think the biggest thing for both of those guys is to learn, you know, how to compete defensively.
Yeah.
You know, that's the lack of trust that maybe that they have to earn, you know. And then Savir has got it, you know, Savir, you know, what do you do, Kaysen? You play him at the point, you play him at the two. I think he plays both. I think, you know, Savir becomes a 28, 30-minute player. Kaysen becomes a 30, 32-minute player. You know, what are you going to do?
That's about where they are right now. Wheeler's averaging 27 minutes a game, and Wallace is averaging 32. So,
then what are you going to do with the small forward position? Is it going to be, you know, can CJ and Antonio Reeves defend the better threes? Because if you play Jacob Toppin at three, you're taking away his advantage, his mismatch advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you put a four on him and he's running and jumping and impacting the game. Chris Livingston's, you know, got to be better. I think that's really important. Doesn't have to worry about shooting the ball. He's just got to be better. Just make the right play, rebound, run the floor, defend, get to the glass.
Are they the best team in the SEC or not?
No, I don't think so. Not right now. No, I would say the most talented team that I've been to practice is Alabama. The second most talented team is Arkansas. Third most, probably Tennessee, right in there. I'd say the fourth.
Really? Wow.
I'd say the fourth. That's my gut feeling. I mean, look at the size of Tennessee. I mean, see what Kamwa did against the kid from Kansas, Isabella Jalen Wilson, to guard him on the floor and what he did defensively. I mean, they got Plavich, they got him, they've got Phillips, they got, you know, I'd say they're right. You know, look, those four teams are pretty even. Kentucky's going to be in the mix to win a championship. They always are. You know, I that's the funny thing is that everyone said, "Oh, Kentucky's had a bad year," and you look back and say, "Wait a second, no." You know,
how much do you know? By the way, because we always, obviously, with good reason, we're always talking Kentucky, Louisville, and with good reason. But you know, those guys across the state line are pretty good this year too. What do you know about Indiana?
I think they're really good. I think they got a little hardness to them. I think Jalen Hood-Schifino is a big physical guard that is committed to defending and sees over the defense. And, you know, he has some jewels. He's not afraid. I think Malik Renault is going to be a great guy that comes off the bench to spell Trace Jackson Davis. Here's the thing. Here's where I like Indiana. Again, going back to my democracy and dictatorship thing.
Right.
Like, Indiana's not worried about making Trace Jackson Davis have, "Oh, well, you came back. We got to let you handle the ball away from the basket." No. Set a middle ball screen, roll to the block, get to the right block, get him the ball, and then play. Like, too many of these guys. I'm watching Carolina, you know, Armando Baycott's handling the ball, you know, at the top of the circle, and he has, like, 13 turnovers and 12 baskets the last 3 games.
Right.
And their guards are shooting 62% of their shots the last 2 games.
Yikes.
So, I mean, like, you know what? Indiana says, "All right, Trace Jackson Davis, you want it on that right lane line? That's no problem. We'll find 4 or 5 ways to get you on the right lane line. And when they double you, all right, we're going to play off you. And then we're going to put you in ball screens because, you know, you can run a rim run and catch it in a crowd and score it. And we're going to be relentless defensively. We got great depth." I think Indiana's really good.
And to his credit, by the way, he seems, like, content to do that. He's not out there trying to show.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the greatest. I love it. Like, you know, here's the problem with college coaches today. They're too concerned about making everyone around the player happy instead of winning games.
Yeah, I 1,000% agree.
It's real simple. You're supposed to win games. You know what? Let someone else worry about the guy's NBA career. Like, win games. If a guy wins games, and you work on his game every single day in practice with your skill work, with your concept work, and all that stuff. When the ball goes up in the air, like, put guys in position to play to their strengths. Why would you show people what someone can't do? Show what people somewhat can do.
Amazed at that.
It's my people say, that's old school. No, it's not old school. You're trying to win the game. So you want to show players. Well, what I used to tell my guys when they would go to Portsmouth or they go to work NBA workouts. I said, Coach, I need to show them I can shoot the three. If they look for a 3-point shooter, they're going to find someone better than you, Duran. All right? What you need to do? You need to be you. Fly around, defend Brian Russell. Perfect example. He only was in the league like 14 years.
My example is the guy who played right here. I mean, Rick Pitino used to tell your guy, sadly, Montrez. He used to tell him, forget about all the stuff that they say you can't do. Go run. You run like a deer, and you fly to the backboard, and you're strong as a bill. Play to your strengths. And he's managed to play to his strengths to a pretty good NBA career now. So,
Dorian Finney-Smith making $60 million. He shoots wide open corner threes, rebounds. Defends, and when the ball hits his hands, if he doesn't shoot it, he moves it.
That's
not bad.
Keep it simple. Absolutely. Hey, let me ask you a question that I brought up earlier in the show. It's not meant as a criticism. It's not meant to try and, poke the bear or anything. It's legitimate business. You understand the business so well. Why would Kentucky and Michigan want to play a game in London? Like, I understand why the NFL would or the NBA would, because there's millions, literally millions of dollars in marketing opportunities there. But that's not going to be the case for two college teams. So why are they going to London?
I have no idea. I think John's schedule, I got to be honest with you, I thought John's schedule would make a lot of sense. I mean, the game at Gonzaga, they go to London, you got UCLA and Madison Square Garden, you got Champions Classic, and he's doing those things. I think part of that is just a cultural experience. It's a unique thing. It's a recruiting deal. Not everyone gets asked to go play a game in England that's going to be on national TV.
Yep, true.
You know what I mean? The problem is they're playing at the same time the England soccer team's playing. Good luck.
True. That's a good point.
And there's a little thing called the World Cup. They didn't factor into the equation.
They do pay attention to that over there.
It seems like they build rather large stadiums, and they don't have to kick field goals. I mean, look, it's going to be, they're going to have it there. Looking at the pictures, it looks like they're having a great experience. And, that's all part of it, too. I mean, you know what? You're playing a certain number of games. They're playing a good schedule. I mean, that's all part. I mean, you take your team to those experiences. Those are lifetime experiences. Those are shared experiences that no one can ever take away from you. Not as good as being a counselor at the Bucknell basketball camp, but it's close.
No. That goes without saying, but absolutely. Do kids get jazzed up about that? Is that a recruiting thing? Like, you come here, you'll play in
London. Yeah, I think that,
London and Garden.
And recruiting is all about eliminating negatives and making yourself unique, being memorable. Recruiting's like Disney. What can we do to be memorable?
As a guy who thrives on analogies, I love Henry Walker, because you're an analogy guy too. I'm digging that. I love.
Well, I mean, like, it's just, I have a lot of free time. I don't have to. You've got a radio show to do every day. I'm sitting here. I'm working on my notes for Saturday and Sunday. I've rewatched Texas and Creighton last night. I'm about to watch how Arizona lost. I'm sitting here watching Synergy all day. I don't have my man Jake with me, although Jake is alive and well, because I've started a new series now, is basically talking ball and telling people what things that Jake would want me to talk about.
Oh, that's nice. Keep him alive.
One of the things is, quite honestly, I told him that, this week is V-week, and we got to raise some money and keep the vision alive.
Absolutely. Got to save lives, because that's what it does. That's what research does. So you are going to be in New York, right? So I'll see you there.
Yes, I will be with bells on. We're going to have some fun. I got 8 people coming who want auction items at my breakfast.
Nice.
We'll be entertaining them. Hopefully, you get a chance to say hello to them. They're good guys.
I'd like to. Please make sure. Absolutely. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
So,
and it's always that thing's always great. I mean, it brings back. To be honest with you, I tell people it brings back a lot of. You and I talk about a lot of unbelievably great memories.
You know, you bring up all the time, for the people who don't know, my brother was the coach at Bucknell, and I was still in school, so I was still a camper, and Seth's a tiny bit older, so he was working as a counselor, and so we got together and we'd have some fun, and anyway, the point being that that's when I really fell in love with the game. Those are the things that make you fall in love with the game, the days at Bucknell basketball 100%. Camp, and the guys that we had come. Jimmy would make the place go nuts when he'd have the speakers come, and Jimmy Lynam doing his lecture on my ball, and you know, George Ravel coming in, and I remember all those lectures.
Skateboard, and yeah, by the way, you were a camper, but you made as much money that week as I did.
And that was my roommate, my high school friend David, because he was running the camp store. it was great memories, great memories. Great. Well, listen, my brother, I'll see you in New York, and we'll make some more memories. Talk to you then.
Look forward to
Thanks
you.
So much.
Thank you.
Seth Greenberg with us. He's like family, dear friend, and appreciate it. He does raise some money for us. That's a great thing. He's got a good heart in the right place. We love talking to him. All right. Do we need a break? Because we're gonna do our Sagarins real fast.
No, we'll just keep it here because
keep it here. We'll do it live.
There you go. I want to remind everybody and give a big thank you to George and the Baranos team for bringing by lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios. Baranos has you covered for the big games this weekend, celebrating 45 years of Louisville style pizza. Very, very, very impressive there. Carry out, delivery, dine in 14 area locations in Metro Louisville and Southern Indiana. Talk about doing good things. Check this out. Be sure to get $25 gift cards for just $20 now through December 23rd. And today is the last day to bring by an unopened toy to any Metro area Baranos to support the Childhood Cancer Family Fund at St. Nice. Jude Hospital.
Very good. Yeah, it's a wonderful time of year to be reminded how kind people can really be. So, and we appreciate that. We're not done with V Week, so consider maybe you can, if you find it in your heart and you have the wherewithal to do it, then help us with Kentuckiana Friends of V, KFOV.org. The money we raise here stays here. We're doing some colon cancer stuff that we hope will honor our dear friend Mike Pratt, who lost his life to that awful disease, and we're doing some other things, maybe with leukemia, thanks to the folks at the Norton Cancer Center, who got me back to cancer-free, amazingly, thanks to some recent drugs that have only been introduced in the last 8 years or so. That's the byproduct of research. So that's what we do. And then if you feel you can help, we certainly appreciate it. All right, let's get to this, shall we? Shall we make picks, let people know who's going to win and by how many?
Yeah, I'm having issues with my computer. So
all right, well, if you just give me a second, I can bounce back and forth and take
well,
care
here,
of
I got the I got the betting lines
have,
up.
Do you have the open, or you don't have the open?
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm having some pooter issues.
Oh, but you got the betting lines, then we're good to go.
Yeah. So we can shoot through this.
So here we go. So let us start. I don't imagine we want to start with the Bills and the Patriots, because that game was already played. But how about we go next to the Giants and the Commodes, the Washington Commodes. Giants and Commodes, what do you got for a spread?
All right, the Commodes are actually laying two on the road in the Meadowlands.
Well, the Sags say that actually the Giants should be favored by a point, and they're getting what? They're getting a point at home? They're getting 2 points at home?
They're getting 2 points at home.
That's 3 point difference. That would take the Giants. Take the Gigantes in that one. So there's a play right out of the chute. Take the Giants at home against the Commodes. All right, the Steelers and the Falcons. What do you got there?
All right, Pittsburgh laying one on the road in Atlanta.
That is absolutely right on the number. It is Pittsburgh by one, according to the Sagarin, so that would be a no play. How about the Packers and the Bears?
All righty. Rivalry matchup there. Green Bay laying three on the road.
They actually could be 5-point favorites. Do you believe the Packers are coming back to life? If you do, then this is a lean here. They actually should be 5 points better, and they're only laying three. So that's a rivalry game, though, and Bears have been all over the map. I approach with caution.
So are the Packers, but
Packers in a lean. It's not a strong play there. All right, let's if I do an order, I'll make my life a lot easier. How about we do the Eagles? The Eagles and the Titans. What do you got there?
All right. Titans at Eagles. Philly laying 4.5. At home.
Should be 3.5, so that would be one that would be a no play, I think. So you could stay away from that one. How about the Baltimore Lamar Jacksons, the Ravens against the Broncos in Baltimore?
All right. The Ravens and Broncos. Ravens lay in 9.5 at home.
Yikers. That may be too many, although I don't believe in Denver at all.
Dude, that everyone's turning on Russell Wilson. That is a weird organization right now.
They should only be 8-point favorites, but that's a lot of points in the NFL. So, you know, it's a very, very, very weak lean to the Ravens. That's basically a no play there. Lions at home against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
All right. The Fighting Jason Entz's on the road are laying a point. A lot of road favorites this weekend.
Jason Entz is a Lions fan?
Jaguars fan. I said the Fighting Jason Entz.
Oh, the Fighting Entz is on the road.
Laying a point on the road, yeah.
The Jaguars are giving the Lions a point?
Yeah. A lot of road favorites this weekend.
Well, according to this, the Lions should be a point favorite. So that's a lean for Detroit. That's a 2-point difference, but a wrong way favorite and a team that's a home underdog. So that's a lean for the Lions in that one. All right, the Kansas City Chiefs on the road against the Bengals.
All right. The parents, I'm just going to call them the parents because the E10s are our parent network.
Okay.
Against the Bengalis, they are laying 2 on the road. Another road favorite.
Well, and that may be too many points. According to this, it should be a pick 'em. So Cincinnati at home getting 2 points. If you got the stomach to do it and watch, as you mentioned, Joe Burrow run for his life for a lot of the afternoon, maybe you take the Bengals. I'm a Bengals believer, so I. But boy, the Chiefs are so, when they're good, they're so good.
Yeah.
But I might go with the Bengalis there. Did we do the Vikings and the Jets? We already did. How about the Browns?
No, we did do the Vikings and Jets. Jetropolitans heading up north to Minnesota. Minnesota 3-point favorites at home.
Should be 3.5-point favorites. But the Jets now with a new quarterback. If you want to roll the dice, have they found new life?
Mike
then you
White.
Roll the dice there. And
Three scores last weekend. Not bad.
Yeah, take points. But, you know, you never know. And not anybody. It's hard to do even one time, but it's way harder to do 2 times and 3 times and 4 times. So we'll see. But that game would be a no play unless you want to roll the dice on the mystery that is the new New York Jets quarterback situation. The Cleveland Browns are on the road to take on the hapless Houston Texans.
The Browns laying 7 on the road.
Yikes. Texans are really bad, but that might be too many. It should only be
except
5.
For Jalen Reeves-Maven. He's really good.
Ah, that's nice of you. It should only be 5. So it's really a no play, but if you absolutely must, you could play the Texans there. But you just feel like you have money in your pocket and you just got to spend it because that's a game I would stay away from. All right, last 4-5 games I've got on the list here. The home teams are the picks by Sagarin. Let's see if the spread agrees. The Dallas Cowboys hosting the Indianapolis Colts.
Dallas 10.5-point favorites.
Maybe too many. There should be 8.5, but they are the it team right now. People are talking about how that's a complete team, and so that would be I wouldn't play that at all. That's a no play for me.
All right, Chargers at Raiders. Yep. Vegas laying a point at home. New York
should
Mike
be
very
laying,
happy.
It's right on the number, so that's a no play there as well.
All right,
the Rams at home against Seattle.
Yeah, Rams. They're getting 7. Rams 7-point underdogs at home.
Wow,
against the Seahawks.
I know they have injury issues, big-time injury issues, and they've had the hangover from the Super Bowl, but that's too many points. So if you must, the Rams would be the play in that one. They should only be the Rams are getting 7?
Rams are getting 7, yeah.
Rams should be 3-point. Rams should be 3-point favorites. So I don't know. Maybe take the Rams. 2 to go. 49ers and Miami and the Buccaneers and Saints. What do you got there?
Niners laying 4 at home, hosting Miami.
They should be 4.5. That's a no play. Buccaneers at home taking on New Orleans.
Monday Night Football, the Fighting Tom Brady's laying 3.5.
Ooh. Buccaneers should be 6.5-point favorites there. So you might want to take the Bucs in that one. That's a play, actually, in that one.
Tasty.
Take the Bucs. Take the Bucs at home. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us this week. The weekend is upon us. Be safe. Be happy. Be careful. And if you know something I don't, if there's something you know that I don't know, please let me know. Because without that information, I intend to be here on Monday. And I'll see you then here on the V Show on ESPN 680 105.7.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.